And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. With me as always is Gerald Quigley. Hi there, GQ.
Hello, Jo. Great to see you.
And lovely to see you, Sally Overmeter.
Hello, morning, happy Sal. Sunday.
Oh, happy Sunday to everyone. Now, okay, so self-care takes many forms. Mm-hmm. I think you'd agree.
Yes.
And would you agree with me that caring for our physical environments, so our homes and spaces that we live, work and play, can greatly affect our mental and physical health?
Yeah.
I 100% agree. Hugely. You know what it's like when you sort of do a bit of a declutter and you feel lighter, or you do a bit of a spring clean and you're like, you know what, this is, it feels good.
It absolutely does feel good. And there is evidence that it affects not just our mental health, but also our blood pressure, our you know, just our sense of relationships with each other, you know, all those really important things.
My relationship's challenged a little because sometimes my wife puts things out to use and I put them away.
Oh.
So she says, don't do that.
Yes.
So, well, I've probably gone too far the other way, maybe.
Well, do you know, I'll admit that it can be easier said than done, though, because my home office space is a perpetual bomb site no matter how much I try. I don't know why, but I know that I'm much more productive when I declutter, but it's very hard to do this.
There's no time, is there?
Well, it's not just time. I think some people aren't naturally declutterers, would you say, Sal?
Yes, this is what I want to know. Are we wired one way or another? So I'm a ruthless declutterer. I'll just walk around, and if you don't have your mug, like, you better pick up your mug because I'm just going to sweep right on through and just put it in the bin.
Oh, yes.
Whereas other
Godzilla.
People, yeah, terrible. And it drives the people who I live with crazy. Whereas, like, Marcus, on the other hand, is what I would call a hoarder. Now, he says he's not a hoarder. He just likes to have
his
things.
Well, I've spoken to Marcus. Sorry, he won't have that at all.
Well, do you know, I also live with a hoarder, Sal. Again, we shouldn't use that term freely.
No,
but as far as just, yeah, my husband,
who's
he's
your
a collector.
Husband you're talking
a
about.
Collector.
A collector, right? But I say, why is that even in the house? Don't need it.
Yeah.
Don't need it. Don't want it. It's just annoying me. It's too much clutter. Look, it's I think an endless conversation for many households, and it can be a real challenge. Today, we're going to be talking about living a life with less clutter. And to help us do that, we're joined by Peter Walsh, an international declutter guru who you may have seen over 5 seasons on the Oprah Winfrey Show and more recently as host of Nine's Space Invaders series. So Peter says, and I love this, the key is to just let it go. Oh,
there you go.
I like the
say,
idea of that. It's not that easy, though, perhaps. The message is love what you have what you need, and be happier with less. I like that. Absolutely. So Peter will be joining us in just a moment. Also, it's National Stroke Week, so we'll be joined by Dr. Lisa Murphy, the Executive Director of Stroke Services at the Stroke Foundation. And the key here, Gerald, you will agree with me, is prevention.
Yes.
Because 80% of strokes can be prevented.
Yes, and recognising symptoms, which may seem trivial, but in fact they're potentially serious. So
absolutely.
That'll be a good chat.
Yes, so we're going to learn about the warning signs that you are having a stroke. Plus, Gerald is here with the A to Z of vitamins. This week we're looking at the centuries-old medicinal qualities of turmeric. And as always, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 131 873, with any questions that you have for your health, for your well-being. Both Gerald and Sal are here to answer your questions. 131 873. Plus, maybe you have some decluttering questions, or you would like some tips for your own lovely spaces that you live, work and play. 131 873 with decluttering questions. I know that Peter would love to answer them. That's next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. side. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Perhaps you have a question to help you declutter your house. Give us a call, 131-873, because how many of us go through our lives with way too much clutter? I hand on heart, will acknowledge that's me. And it has been suggested that mess and chaos at home can have a negative impact on our physical health and well-being. So we've called in one of the best to tell us how we can literally clean up our act. Joining us here in the studio, how lovely to see you, is Peter Walsh. He is an international declutter guru, an author who's made the New York Times bestsellers list. We would have seen him on Oprah Winfrey as well, and he is most recently host of the Nine Network's primetime series Space Invaders. Lovely to see you, Peter.
Hey Joe, how are you doing? And Gerald, how are you? And Sal, how are you?
Hello.
Lovely to be here. It's fantastic.
So Peter, you have a philosophy about clutter.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting even hearing the intro you gave, that many people focus on the physical space. You know, you think of the overflowing wardrobe, the stuff in the garage. For me, clutter is anything that gets between you and the life you want to be living. So clutter could be it could be the way you speak. It could be the relationships you have. It could be the way you communicate with other people. So anything that gets between you and the life you want to be living is clutter. One. Two, not all clutter is the same. And I heard you guys speaking about, you know, your partners or your wife, Gerald, for example. Not that you want to throw her out.
No, I wouldn't do that.
No, I know. I agree with that. Although in some cases, maybe the relationship is clutter, but not all clutter is the same. There is memory clutter, the stuff that reminds you of an important person or event in your past, or there's I might need it one day clutter.
Mm.
And so, stop eye rolling, Joe. And so you have to deal with different kinds of clutter in different ways. And so you need to understand that if the stuff you own isn't giving you the life you want, why do you have it in your life?
So, Peter, is there a psychology behind clutter? You know, Joe and I were saying, like, are some people wired to hold on to things more than others? And does that come from our growing up, our family?
Look, I think it's absolutely true that some people are more predisposed to clutter. I think that's true. But in my experience, clutter, and there's certainly a scale, you know, messy, disorganized, clutter, extreme clutter, hoarding. And once you get to the hoarding end of the scale, in my experience, you see that that is often the result of trauma, abuse, neglect, extreme grief, and that is a serious psychological disorder. So up that end of the scale, that needs intense treatment from a multidisciplinary team. Mm. Down the other end, just the clutter order, often it's just something that people haven't been trained in.
Yes.
You know, people just haven't been taught how to clean up. I mean, a lot of, and I don't want to slam the younger generation, but a lot of people haven't been taught how to wash dishes, how to hang up clothes, how to iron a shirt, how to put stuff away. A lot of people simply haven't been taught how to be organized. And so for many people, it's a generational thing. If your parents haven't shown you how to be organized, or if you have bought into this concept that more is better, which we all tend to buy into, then it's very easy to believe that happiness comes with more stuff.
Yes.
Many people, Peter, face downsizing.
Sure.
Those much older than I. Yeah. But however, we downsized. One of the biggest challenges that people have in downsizing is decluttering.
Sure.
Because you go from a 5 or 6 bedroom house into perhaps a 2 bedroom apartment.
Sure.
You've got all this stuff that mm-hmm. you're saying to your children, mm-hmm. would you like to take it? And they roll their eyes and say, yeah. What in heaven's name would we do with that
mm-hmm.
stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What advice have you got for them? Where do you start in that challenge? Because
okay.
a lot of people won't downsize because they can't face the possibility of decluttering.
75% of people won't start the process because of the fear of letting go. You need to understand that the stuff in your home has power, and that stuff represents who you are. Every item in your home has a memory attached to it. And so the process of downsizing isn't so much about letting go of the stuff as it is about moving to the next phase of your life. Mm-hmm. I wrote a book just recently after my own parents passed away called Let It Go. And it really talks about how in letting go of that stuff, you have to accept that you're stepping into the next phase of your life.
Sure.
And particularly for men who've spent their whole life, a working life, or for women who largely identify themselves with their career, that means accepting the fact that that phase of their life is over. The first step has to be not about letting go of the stuff, but identifying what I call the treasures in your home. Mm. What are the items that best represent the key moments, key people in your life, pulling those items out, and once you've identified those few best top, most significant items, you'll find that all of the others start to fade away in importance.
We have got a few calls here for you, actually. Jeanette from Pasco Vale, you have a question for Peter?
Hey, Jeanette.
Hi. I just want to tell you I relate to every single thing that you said. I think I can put myself in every scenario, so that's very sad.
Okay, what's your question, Jeanette?
What do you do when you don't have much space to actually put things away? So I've got a very old home that has no wardrobe.
So no storage.
Okay, Jeanette. No problem. Here's the deal, Jeanette. If you're in a relationship with someone who doesn't honour and respect you, you know that relationship won't last for long, right? No relationship lasts long if you're with a person who doesn't respect you. Mm-hmm. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the same with your home. If you don't honour and respect the space you have, that space will turn on you like a crazy lover. So you only have the space you have. So if you start overloading the space, you can never be happy in that space. Here's the rule you need to follow. One, you have to respect the limits of the physical space. And if you follow these two rules I'm about to tell you, you will conquer the clutter starting today. Number one, don't put it down. Put it away.
I learnt that from my grandma.
Okay, that's because I am your grandma reincarnated. Okay? It's your grandma returned, okay? Number one, don't put it down. And we'll talk to you later about where grandpa is right now. Okay? Don't put it down. Put it away. And if you don't have somewhere to put it away, it shouldn't be in your home. And number two, no more later. I'll put it away later, I'll file it later, I'll put it in a drawer later, I'll pick it up later. Don't procrastinate. Oh. If you follow those two rules, you will stop the clutter immediately. Honour and respect your space. Don't put it down, put it away. No more later. I love you. Follow these today, and we'll be at your house at noon and we'll start cleaning up. Thanks for the call.
I really love it. It is one of my mantras, don't put it down, put it away. Yep. I learned that from my grandma. As I said, peterwalshdesign.com, it's a really resourceful website.
Thank you.
I love it. There are so many great tips and hows.
Lots of stuff there.
Lots of links to some really valuable information there. So head along to peterwalshdesign.com, and, of course, we can check you out on Space Invaders. On Channel 9.
Saturday nights. It's old episodes are streaming now on God, I just had a brain fart. I'm going to be
killed. We'll talk about clutter in our brain in a minute, shall we?
Exactly.
After he's gone.
It's on the nine now.
But
Saturday nights, Channel 9, new season starting soon. Thanks so much.
Peter, it's been wonderful to have you in. Keep your calls coming, 131-873. We'll get to more of those next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Now, before we get to calls, here's a little reminder. We are actually also in Dental Health Week. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as keeping our teeth healthy and our gums, in fact, all of our oral hygiene. We know that we need to brush twice a day, obviously, and we know we need to floss, but caring for our teeth also extends to our diet, doesn't it, Sel?
Yeah, definitely. I think for optimum oral health, there's a couple of kind of key things that you really need. One is calcium-rich foods, so like your milk, your yogurt, your cheeses, but the other one's phosphorus, which is a mineral that's found in egg, fish, lean meat, nuts, beans. Also for gum health, because people often forget their gums, and that's really important. So vitamin C promotes gum health. So your citrus fruits and, you know, your spinach, your broccoli, etc. So, as always, a nice mixed diet.
Absolutely.
And we have talked about, for weeks, ubiquinol, one of the specific nutrients for gum health, because gum disease is linked to heart disease, would
yes.
you believe? To have the ubiquinol to keep your gums healthy, and that's going to help your heart.
The important thing is, too, to prioritise dental checks. Mm-hmm. And I think yes. a lot of us make time for things that really don't help us in any yes. way. Let's make time for a dental check.
And COVID, of course, has stuffed up the routine that your six-monthly visit or whatever. So we've got to get back on that.
It's true. And one last little piece of the puzzle, which is very simple, change your toothbrush. Every 3 months, mm-hmm. they say, change your toothbrush, because if it's not a fresh brush, you're not cleaning your teeth properly.
Sure.
Such a good point.
It's
isn't
so
it?
Simple. And those bristles, they do wear down over time, of course.
Yeah,
so
true.
Don't persist with that dirty old toothbrush. Get a new one. All righty. 131-873 is our number. Liz from Morwell. Hello.
Hello, Liz.
Hi, Dr. Quigley and Guy.
Remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm a pharmacist and herbalist, so I need to point that out early. So go,
fella.
How
that.
Can we help, Liz?
Okay, I've all of a sudden developed high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Never had it before.
Okay.
Had the family history of it.
Yes.
My doctor has put me on Prolixin tablets, 2.5 milligrams.
Yes.
Is there anything I can do to reduce my blood pressure, and do I have to stay on these tablets now for the rest of my life?
There are lots of things you can do for your blood pressure, Liz. One is you keep your fitness up, so just have a look, get that 45-minute walk every day. Make sure your weight is within normal limits. That's very important. Keep your stress levels under control. You notice I haven't said take anything yet. These are all lifestyle issues, but fundamental. Stress, no doubt. When you first walk into a doctor's surgery and have your blood pressure taken, invariably it's up, because we all get stressed when that happens. So they're the things. Now, aged garlic extract, Liz, has been shown to make a difference to all aspects of cardiovascular health, including blood pressure. So go to your pharmacy up in Morwell, ask them for some aged garlic extract, take one capsule twice a day, and away you go.
I think also if you're thinking about foods, try and make sure you include some citrus foods. They are very helpful for high blood pressure. Also things like beans, lentils, and salmon and fatty fish, also really helpful.
Is
it
declutter.
Well, yes, declutter.
Yes.
But also, do we want to lay off the salt? Is
Definitely.
That a thing?
Look, I have a different view on salt. I think, don't you, Sal? Don't you agree that having a little bit of salt that you add, salt in ready-prepared food is the thing that causes all the issues around salt. But if you're doing mashed potatoes or you're doing soup or something, you've got to have some salt.
I think when you're cooking at home, you can control the salt.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're having a little bit, it's fine. I think you're right. So it's the processed foods and the hidden salt that you can't see and measure.
Sure, a bit like the hidden sugars.
So you want fresh foods.
Cooking at home. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you so much,
Liz,
for your call there, Liz. Marie from Rockdale, hi there.
Hello, Marie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure. How can we help?
This morning I've woken with vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had it for a long time. And I just don't know what if you
do.
Could help me.
Sure. How long ago did you have it, Marie?
How long ago? This morning?
No, how long ago was the last episode?
I would have been about, I'd say, 6 to 8 months ago.
Okay. And what did you do then when that happened? Did you end up going to your doctor and having a word to him?
They put me on Stematil.
Yeah. Have you got any of those left?
I'm not sure. I've got a sick husband.
That doesn't help.
And I just don't want to go into the bedroom and go through my medication.
Okay.
But I like taking fresh ginger and cumic.
Good.
And I've been in hospital for 2 months.
Yes.
And I haven't been taking my regular
Okay.
You know.
All your things that you've been relying on. Marie, I think you need to, first of all, just be careful today, because if you've got vertigo, you can have that unexpected fall, which is a real problem. You're going to have to let your doctor know. If you have a scratch around in your medicine cupboard and you can find some of those medications and they're in date, and I'm sure they will be, you know, it'll say on the outside one, probably three times a day. That's the symptomatic relief, but you need to notify your doctor that this has come back and they may investigate it further. Will you do that in the next day or so?
Yeah, but I think myself, I've started on my ginger again.
Good.
I just
Wonderful.
Made green tea with a good go
Terrific.
Of ginger in it.
Great. Well done, and keep that up right across the day. But if it doesn't ease up, please, back with your doctor.
Yes, all the best. And I do love that warning about be careful not to have a fall, because that then
changes your life.
Yes,
yeah.
Very, very alarming. So take care there. Marie, keep your calls coming, 131-873. Plus next, steps we can take to reduce our risk of stroke. That's on the House of Wellness.
House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions to support your health. But meanwhile, stroke is one of Australia's biggest killers. It kills more women than breast cancer and more men than prostate cancer. And there's one attack every 19 minutes in our country. And with this in mind, we are highlighting National Stroke with Stroke Week, excuse me, with Dr. Lisa Murphy, Executive Director of Stroke Services at the Stroke Foundation. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, very well. And thank you for joining us on the show. Now, I understand that more than 80% of strokes can be prevented. How is this?
Yeah, well, that's fantastic news in one way. So strokes are caused by a number of things, and a lot of those things are things that we can do things about. So things like having a high blood pressure, having a high cholesterol, having type 2 diabetes, all of those are things we can do things around. So the key is to go and see your doctor and get a health check. And so you can see if you have any of those risk factors. And some of the things your doctor will tell you to do is to make some simple changes into your lifestyle. So things like having a healthy diet that's low in salt, taking regular exercise, quitting smoking if you do smoke, and decreasing your alcohol intake.
So, Lisa, what are the signs of a stroke and how does it relate to FAST, which is an acronym that we've heard used?
Yeah, we like to talk about FAST. So FAST is an acronym that we use to talk about the signs of stroke. So F stands for face. So if you notice that somebody's face is drooping, one side of their face is drooping, that's a sign of stroke. A is for arms. If you think somebody's having a stroke, get them to lift both of their arms above their head. And if they can't lift both of their arms above their head, that means that they're having a stroke. S is for speech. If somebody's got slurred speech, if they can't get their words out or if they can't talk, that's another sign that somebody might be having a stroke. And then T is for time, and this is a really important one. Stroke's a medical emergency. So you need to call an ambulance. You need to call 000 as soon as you possibly can, because the sooner that person who's having a stroke gets to hospital and gets definitive treatment, the better the outcome for them. So always remember that acronym, FAST, FAST.
Lisa, the word perfect storm is used fairly loosely these days, but certainly in some states we've got what you say is actually very important. The issue at the moment is we can't get ambulances. There are real issues within the healthcare system. What can we do to reassure people that if there is some paralysis, some tingling, that or you feel there's a symptom, would in fact it be better to get that person in the car and take them to a hospital? You know, I'm just concerned that we're hearing stories every day where the system isn't supporting some of these medical emergencies.
It's really, really challenging times. And what I would say is you absolutely do need, as soon as you think somebody's having a stroke, to call the ambulance. You can talk to the people that are manning the ambulances, and if they think obviously it's going to be hours and hours, then probably the best thing to do is then drive to the hospital itself. But we still say, call that ambulance. The ambulance is going to get you to the hospital quick enough. And if you're lucky enough to live in Melbourne, we have things called the mobile stroke unit, which is actually a stroke equipped ambulance and with paramedics that are trained specifically in stroke and stroke nurses, and there's a neurologist as well, and they are specially equipped to deal with strokes, and can actually give thrombolysis in the ambulance, which is the treatment that you can give for a stroke. So it really is, call that ambulance. Don't drive to hospital.
Lisa, we have had quite a response on the phones here. James in Melbourne, you wanted to make a comment?
Yeah, hi guys. Just wanted to make a comment. I'm 39 and I had a stroke 3 years ago. I didn't have any problems beforehand, but I was doing a bit of decluttering of the house during the day on Saturday, and later that night I was feeling a little bit off. I woke up the next morning and I wasn't able to walk properly, and I was really dizzy, like real bad case of vertigo, and ended up on the floor and dragged myself into the car, and my partner drove me down to the hospital, and they first started thinking it was in-ear disease because I was so young and my balance was just off and my face wasn't drooping. What they found, they put me in for a scan and they found a walnut nut sized blood clot on my brainstem. And I was quickly rushed off to the Box Hill Hospital, and they were able to get it in time with the anticoagulant drugs to be able to clear the blood clot.
Well, that is an amazing story, Lisa, and it really raises the question. Firstly, I would have assumed that there's a certain age at which you're more at risk of a stroke, but this isn't the case, Lisa.
No, I mean, as you get older, you are more risk of having a stroke, but strokes don't happen to older Australians. They absolutely can happen to babies. They can happen to children. They can happen to young people like James. In fact, what's quite concerning is the incidence of stroke in young people is increasing. So out of all the strokes that happen in Australia, about 24% of those happen in people under 54, which is really, really concerning. You know, those people have the rest of their lives to live. They contribute to society in so many ways. James sounds like he had a good outcome. He got to hospital quickly and he had that clot removed. But it's not an unusual story. And one of the key things that we do like to raise awareness is stroke can happen to young people as well as old people. So if you see any of those symptoms in a young person, it could well be a stroke.
So your number one piece of advice for us to avoid having a stroke, what would that be?
Number one, I would go to your doctor and get a health check, get them to check your blood pressure, get them to check your cholesterol and check that you don't have type 2 diabetes. Secondly, I would say look after yourself, get exercise, drink alcohol in moderation if you drink, don't smoke, and have a nice, healthy, balanced diet with minimum salt. You know, things that we should be doing to look after ourselves generally, they will all act to reduce our risk of stroke.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lisa. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you for your time.
Have a great Sunday. Good morning, Neil from Reservoir.
Hello, Neil.
Good morning. It's a bit raw at the moment. Mm-hmm. May, I had a mini stroke or a TIA.
Yes.
As Lisa just mentioned, some of the factors I had, overweight, I'd lost, in the previous 12 months, lost 12 kilograms, and also diagnosed as type 2 diabetic. What Lisa was saying about the fast, I say that 100% to everybody. Get to do those four checks, get the person to hospital as quickly as possible. And all of that. I'm still under some treatment, but yeah. even if you're unsure, get the person to hospital because it really helps.
That's very wise. Very wise warnings. Yeah. And well done, Neil, for getting through it and moving on and now looking after yourself.
And I think Neil's exactly right. It's just, even if you're not sure, get them to the hospital. You know, like, I think sometimes it's important to remember we're not doctors, so don't self-diagnose and go, oh, it kind of seems okay. You know, like, get there.
And I think we are often a, soldier on, I think it'll be right, it'll be right kind of attitude. And let's not do that for our health. Well, thank you so much for sharing that story, Neil. Coming up, the age-old use of turmeric to help relieve our aches and pains on the A to Z of Vitamins.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Mild arthritis or osteoarthritis can stop you in your tracks. Ask about Henry Bloom's green-lipped muscle and Henry Bloom's green-lipped muscle with turmeric. New Zealand green-lipped muscles are rich in natural proteins and omega-3 to help relieve symptoms of mild arthritis and healthy joint function. Get Henry Bloom's green-lipped muscle and Henry Bloom's green-lipped muscle with turmeric from $15.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Derived from seafood, contains shellfish products. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. We're talking Wagner Turmeric 3333 plus 100 capsules. So turmeric. Mm-hmm. Gerald, what is special about turmeric?
It's only been around for 4,000 years, Joe.
Subtle.
So it's got
history. I feel like I have too.
So it's got a fair history in medicine. But the important part about turmeric is that it reduces pain and discomfort and inflammation. It's a very safe herb. It's ideal for people who can't take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because of cardiovascular issues. So you don't have to rely on high-dose paracetamol. Get some advice on turmeric to solve the problems of sore joints, annoying joints, joint pain, osteoarthritis, those sorts of things, because a turmeric latte is not going to make any difference. You need, if you're going to take turmeric, take enough that there's going to get a therapeutic action. Sure, enjoy your turmeric latte and your yellow moustache, but that's not really going to make any difference to your osteoarthritis.
Yeah, so true. Yep.
And that's a good, and you can use it in your cooking. It's got to have some oily sal, as you know. It's got to help absorption. But take it in a supplement to make a difference and get some quality of life.
It's totally fine to cook with it, but as you said, that's not going to be a therapeutic dose to make a difference. Agreed.
Well, the A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Wagner Turmeric, traditionally used in Ayurvedic medicine to assist in the temporary relief of mild rheumatic aches and pains and to help relieve mild osteopathic pain. We have time for one more call. Good morning, Kate from Hawthorne.
Hello, Kate. How can we help?
Good morning, everybody. My question, if you're reasonably fit and healthy and aged between 50 plus, how often would you recommend you see a doctor?
I think at about 50, Kate, it's a good idea to have some sort of checkup and get to know your GP. You're better to actually get some ideas of how your blood pressure is, your blood sugar, these sorts of things that are fairly basic. The Stroke Foundation many years ago had a thing called Know Your Numbers. Know what your blood pressure is, know what your cholesterol levels are, so that you've got a bit of an idea of how things are travelling. But look, I think 50 is a perfect age to go along and have a chat, because it's about prevention rather than wait till all hell breaks loose and then try and get things back under control.
And prioritise it.
Yes.
That's so important.
Yeah. Think of yourself just for once. Everyone's important, but this is about you.
Well, it's so funny. We tend not to. We wait till things go wrong and then we, you know, like if we sort of, it's good to get on the front foot, I think, on things.
Yep. Absolutely. Thanks so much to all of our callers today. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au. If you have any further questions, Gerald is there to respond to the Ask tab. Absolutely want to hear from you with any questions there. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10, is produced in the body to support heart health, but it declines as we age. Try Go Healthy's Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol from Chemist Warehouse. It boosts your body's supply of ubiquinol to help support cardiovascular health, immune function, and and energy levels. Plus, it's readily absorbed by your body. Go Healthy Go CoQ10 Ubiquinol 100 milligrams is only $54.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It has been lovely to have you with us on this last hour of the House of Wellness. Now, Gerald, while we have your expertise, mm-hmm. can I ask you, we've heard some people are receiving antiviral medications. What are they and who's taking them?
Well, the rules changed, Joe, back on the 11th of July, where the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee has changed the eligibility for antivirals. So this is important news. If you test positive for COVID-19, you might be eligible for antiviral treatments from your doctor if you're 70 years of age and older, regardless of risk factors and whether you've got symptoms or not, provided you test positive. If you're 50 years or older and you've got some risk factors, like you're perhaps you're housebound, you might be in a nursing home, you may have a chronic illness, the antivirals are there. Part of the chain is you can get your test. If you're positive, go to the GP, get your prescription, head to the pharmacy. The pharmacist will look after you and it's within the regulations now, so right. Get cracking.
So it's really important not to not take action. Like if you feel like you need help, yes. You can. There's help there.
Because they're there under the guidelines that have been changed back in July.
That is so important
to know.
Yes. Now, of course, today there is a lift out. Don't forget, Jacinta Franklin on the cover of the House of Wellness lift out. Sal, it's been gorgeous as ever.
Sunday with you guys.
Thank you, Sal.
Yes, absolutely. And as always, head along to houseofwellness.com.au for any more information. Gerald, it's been lovely
to see you
as well.
Enjoy your day.
And thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. We will see you all again next week.